irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Writer's Block with Jim Christina and Bobby Bell, right here on LA Talk Radio.
That is Old Friends, Paul Simon, and Bookends. I just thought it would be appropriate for tonight's show.
It is.
You know what? We already have a caller, and we don't even know what's going on, so let's get this caller.
It's Paul Simon.
It must be. Hi, you're on the writer's block.
Yes.
Hi, who's this?
Joe Harrington.
Oh, my God, Joe!
It's Joe Harrington, old friend. Hi, Joe.
Well,
how are you doing, man?
Wow, there you are.
We're doing great. We wish you were here in the studio with us.
Boy, that would be nice.
Yeah.
The other times I've been with you guys, it's been such fun.
Well, yeah, it is fun. And you know, I sent out a big, huge blast the other day about to all our friends that we wanted to have call in. And by God, there's one of them. Thanks,
well,
Joe.
Yeah, I was afraid I probably wouldn't get in. When I saw that what you did, I thought, oh boy, I'll never get in.
And yet here you are.
And yet here you are.
I haven't even done our commercials yet. So.
Our caller is Joe Harrington. He's a national treasure, cowboy poet and storyteller, and keeps
musician
you riveted in your seat, laughing and crying and soul searching, and just a remarkable fellow and a great old friend.
So.
Well, thank you for that. That's mighty nice. It's been a really nice trail riding with you guys, because you've met so much to so many people, and you've changed a lot of lives over the years. And it's I'm just pleased as punch to know you.
Well, there you go. See, Bobby, you do have friends.
The proof is in the pudding.
The proof is on Skype.
So Bobby, is your man there with you?
My husband is
right
here, and he even has has headphones on. Do you want him to come up to the mic?
Hello. I'm glad. No, I just wanted to say hello to you.
Okay.
Jim, he's another one of those treasures.
Yes. He's giving you a thumbs up.
Oh, that is
okay,
a thumb. Okay.
You.
And you're right. He is a treasure. He is a treasure.
Yep.
Well, I don't want to dominate this time, but I sure am glad I got to talk to you folks.
Well, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And I think
you're
going to try to stop by tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Perfect. Well, I won't probably have gone to bed yet.
I can guarantee you
won't have
gone to bed yet.
I'll make it after 9.
Bring coffee, Joe.
I was going to say, I'll be ready for another. The coffee pot's packed. So, yeah, bring coffee.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
You guys have a great show.
You bye. Too.
Thank
talk
you,
to
Joe.
You
thank you so much. We love you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Well, tell me this is JR.
This is JR.
Oh, my gosh. JR and Rose, how are you, JR?
How are you?
We're good.
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're well, other than sleepless.
Holy crap.
We're good.
Hold on. Don't go away. Nobody hang up.
Oh, my gosh.
And who have we here?
This is JR.
Hi. Hello there.
Oh, Henry.
Hi, Henry.
Okay, now we've got JR and Henry.
Henry.
A match set.
Bookends,
good,
so
JR.
To speak.
How are you doing?
As they say.
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hi, Henry.
I wasn't actually expecting to talk to you, but Bobby, Jean, we're going to miss you so much.
Oh, well, you're still going to hear my witty voice every Thursday night. It's just going to not be from the LA Talk Radio studio, but you'll never know.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's outstanding. No,
the,
I didn't.
The
I
echo
thought we
will
were
give you away.
From the show. Oh, that's wonderful.
No, wait. We.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, you and your lovely husband Jim, and the other Jim, who's also lovely.
Gee, thanks.
And out west, you have been so important to me. You've made such a difference to Henry's Western Roundup, and you know, I just. You are, as has been said already, you are a treasure.
Oh, thank you, Henry. I think some more shirts need to come your way.
You know, she called me earlier.
It's 15
and
a half. There you go. No, it's up to a 16 deck now.
She called me back. She called me today, and she says, I got so much stuff going on, I just can't make it in the studio. I said, that's really too bad, because you were the guest.
Yeah, I had no idea.
So here she is.
I'm just looking at a sea of boxes all around us and no place to pop up more wardrobes and thinking that I can't pack any more until they start to move boxes out tomorrow morning. So kind of a crazy, you know, crazy situation all around us.
Guys, hang tough for just a second. I got actually the bookies in the studio tonight, too. Jerry's here.
Yeah, Jerry's here.
She's just being really quiet over there. And let me give you this. This is LA Talk Radio. You're listening to The Writer's Block. I am Jim Christina, your host. In the studio tonight with my departing Bobby Jean Bell and her husband Jim, and of course the bookie Jerry Christina is here. And on the line, we have Henry Park and J.R. Sanders. So there it is. And if you want to call in and get in on this menagerie, the number here in the studio is 818-602-4929. Okay.
And I want to thank everybody for keeping this a secret as long as they did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you guys did so well.
I had no clue. No clue.
It wasn't easy.
And I was reading a really good book in preparation for tonight.
And we had dinner Monday night or Tuesday night. I had to lie through my teeth.
Yeah, I was concerned I wasn't going to get it read, and I wasn't going to be ready for tonight.
Our guest tonight is a young lady from Burbank, actually. Her name is Writer Wrong. Believe it or not, she had some problems come up, and she will be joining us next year. And now let's add caller number three. And hi, this is the Writer's Block. Who am I speaking to?
This is Peggy Chambers.
Peggy.
Hey, Peggy, the bookie's here.
The bookie's here, Peggy. I want your book. When's it coming? I need it. I need it.
I know, you know. January 24th. I really have a release date now.
Oh, wow.
Good. I can get one after that.
Oh, good.
That's exciting news.
Well, see, all these people love you, Bobby.
Well, and I know, I'm wondering, JR, are you still on the line? What's the status on your book you've been working on?
I'm still here, and, the one that I've been trying to get out, I'm still mired in publisher hell.
Okay.
And so, with no end in sight, unfortunately, it's probably going to end up in a courtroom.
That's really too bad.
Oh, no.
So that's sad to say.
So there sounds like there's a book topic in there for you, JR.
Well, you know, it might be another whole volume.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there's an old adage, never mess with the next cop that's as big as you are.
Words to live long by.
and to listeners who maybe are joining us tonight for a first time, all of the folks calling in have been past guests and some of them repeat guests on the Writer's Block. We have tremendous authors that have called in. We've got Peggy Chambers and J.R. Sanders. We've got the man that knows more about what's happening in Western media than anybody, Henry Park, on the line with us. We have anybody else on the line at the
moment? Not right now. We're running out of room.
And we have...
Bobby Jean, you're leaving us, huh?
Yeah, she is. She's moving to Albuquerque.
Well, my physical presence in the studio is leaving, but the goal is that I will continue to participate in the Writer's Block.
Absolutely.
And I love this show. I love this show. I love being part of the platform that supports all of you creative spirits. And as long as Jim would like me to be participating, I will do that. But it won't
that's
be
great.
In the studio. So
yeah, it'll be from
and that's
home.
That's good news. I'm glad to hear that you're still going to be doing the show. Somebody's got to keep Jim in line.
Hey, JR, you're going to be at the Cowboy Festival, right?
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
Oh, perfect. Well, you know, we're running it this year, so watch your step. Hey, you know what? I got number four coming in right now. Hold on. This is the writer's block. Who am I speaking to? Uh-oh, I just hung up on three
of them. Hey, Christina, this is Richard.
Richard!
Hi, Richard.
Hey, somebody said there was free beer, so I figured I better call in before you guys get to the ball.
Oh, my God. You know what? I just hung up on three of them. Well, hey, guys, call back. I got you. I've got you covered. Call back. I'll fit you in.
That usually happens when I arrive. I tend to clean the room right off. You know, it's strange.
You may have noticed that I haven't given your announcement yet because I really haven't had time.
I was listening, and you had told me, you know, call in after 7:15, and I was listening to the start and noticed that the 7:15 seemed to have been
It's not there yet. It's not there yet. Hey, you know what? Just don't. Oh, here we go. Here's JR. Let's get him back in.
Get everybody back in the room. You guys can't leave just because I showed
okay.
up.
Okay. We got, let's see. We got, let's see. Resume call. Emerge calls. I think I should have everybody here now.
Yeah, this is the biggest challenge Jim has had.
I know. Well, I screwed lines. Up. Okay. Who do we have here?
Enter and sign in, please. Who's JR. Caller number one?
Okay,
JR.
We got JR. We got Richard.
I'm here.
Okay, and
Peggy?
We have Henry. No.
How about Peggy?
Peggy.
I'm here.
Yay! Oh,
okay. So we don't have Henry.
Hey, the gang's
okay.
all here.
Okay, guys, give me a couple minutes. Don't go away and just stay on the line. I'll get to you. I'll get back to you in just a second. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we got him. Okay, the writer's block, if we can ever get to this, is brought to you by, of course, Black Dog Publishing and Tuscany Bay Books. And so you've written your first manuscript. Now what? Well, if you're a first-time author, a novel, a screenplay, poetry, even nonfiction, putting your story down to paper is just the beginning. I got our engineers here in here going, he's like all arms right now. He's like an he's like
this is when you want octo engineer. Wish you were Facebook Live so people okay. could see the craziness going on.
Anyway, we are there to help the new writer and to get him started doing his formatting and his proofreading and his editing and whatever he wants to have done. And of course, you can bring your own editor. That's no big deal. So contact us today for more information on how we can get you started on the path to becoming independently published as an author. And we'll get your stuff on the show for you. Yay, yay, yay. Number that you can call is 805-795-3165. And Richard Polinelli, who is part of Tuscany Bay, is running a five-day special on five of his books from December 23rd to 27th for every copy of the ebooks only, not the print editions, sold on Amazon only from December 23rd through December 27th. These five books, 10% of the royalties generated from these sales during these 5 days will be donated to the Children of Fallen Soldiers Relief Fund. The five books are, left to right, top to bottom, they are ebooks, Amazon only, Escaping Infinity, Maelstrom, the Jack Del Rio Complete Trilogy, Perfection's Arbiter, and From the Fields. They must be purchased through Amazon, must be an ebook, and must be purchased between December 23rd and December 27th. So if you're looking to give a gift to your special reader or looking to add to your own library with an Amazon gift card that you're going to get for Christmas, probably around $200 on Christmas Day, here's a way to double your gift-giving pleasure and help out a worthy cause. Remember, it goes to the Children of Fallen Soldiers Relief Fund. Okay, we're going to get to the other ones in just a little bit. So guys, what have you to say to Bobby Jean?
Oh, these are writers, of course.
Are we still there? They should all still be here. Hello?
I don't know.
Hello? Did we lose them? No, they're all here.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, man. Don't tell me we lost them. Well, let's see. We lost Polinelli. We lost...
No, Ronan was in here punching buttons.
I know,
Ronan, what did you do?
Hey, guys.
Okay, Richard,
I can hear you, but you can't hear me, can you?
Yeah, yes, we can now.
We can now. We can now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of got dropped for a little bit, and I came back in right as you started in on my promotion. But for Bobby, I just wanted to thank her for everything she's done with the show. She's really made every writer feel welcome, and I know my first appearance, I was kind of nervous because I've never done one in studio before.
and she just makes you feel right at home and comfortable. So I wanted to thank her for all that she's done for me and for all the other writers who've been on the show. I'm pretty sure they feel the same way.
Cool.
And I just want to wish her well out in Albuquerque and hope she and Jim have a great time out there.
Thank you so much, Richard. It's been such a pleasure to read your books and to meet you and to rub shoulders with you at the bookshop and here in the studio. And I know there's really wonderful things coming down the pike, and I look forward to reading all the next adventures that you write.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
In case
I'm going to be, along with Russ, I'm going to be kind of keeping the seat warm for you, but if you ever want to come back and sit in there, it's yours.
Yeah, well, you know, there's nothing to matter with having three people being a host of a show.
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Richard is actually in studio with me next week on December 21st with writer Jack Adler. So, and he's got the book. He'll be reading that, I'm sure, Richard.
Yes, I have already begun.
And for that little blurb I did for you tonight, the check, of course, will be in the mail tomorrow.
Yes. We'll get that to you. I'll probably deliver it to you on the 21st.
All right, pal. Go away. I got some ads to do.
Yeah, you got a bunch of people wanting to call in. So
I know.
We'll see you guys next week.
We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.
Keep writing, Richard. Keep writing.
I definitely will do that. We'll talk to you later.
Be good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Richard Polinelli, he is gone. Let's see, who else do we have? JR, are you still there? No.
I'm still here.
Okay, we're good. Good, we got JR and...
Peggy.
Huh?
Peggy.
Peggy, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Oh, hey!
There you go. There you go. So, hey, guys, you know, we've always appreciated, and Bobby Jean especially has always appreciated you guys coming in and joining us, and whether you're in the studio like JR or on the phone like Peggy, and it's just been wonderful having you guys in here, and you know, we just had a wonderful time with you all.
Yep, absolutely. I think Peggy,
it's been a great time.
What do you guys would think about an idea of a book based on the interviews that have been going on these first couple of years? Do you think that would be interesting reading?
Oh, that's a cool idea. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm seriously thinking about it.
Well, we just asked two people,
great.
And we got two yeses.
Yes.
That's 100%
okay. But would they buy it?
Shameless self-promotion.
We're in the publishing business.
Hey, yeah. We are. Excuse me.
Yeah, I just think we've had so many pearls of wisdom from all of you. And, you know, sometimes we've asked the same question, not always just the writer's block question, but others where it could be really interesting to have chapters sort of based on questions that have been asked repeatedly and all the different types of answers, you know. And you've all been so articulate in the way that you talk about things. I think it'd be interesting. I think it'd be interesting reading.
Definitely.
Well, I'd like to hear about that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know what, Peggy? We'll tell you about it when we get the rocks of Sand Hill Island.
it's the stones.
Oh, stones, yeah.
Stones. Okay. Stones, yeah. But close. You were very close.
I was close enough for radio work.
Well, it's been a long time coming, but it's supposed to be out on January 24th, and we're probably going to be popping champagne corks.
Oh, well, you know, as much as all of us in this room loved The Secrets of Sand Hill Island, mm-hmm. We've been waiting with bated breath.
Especially me.
Yeah,
especially the book you over there.
I have fallen off the edge of the chair many times waiting for it.
Yep.
Well, they kept saying it's the last round of edits. It's the last round. Really, it's the last round this time.
Well, yeah. I didn't really want to stalk you, Peggy. But I would have.
You want to buy it?
I've been known to do it.
All righty, guys. I got to get another ad or two in here. So if you guys want to hang out, please feel free. All righty. This is for Out West, your online source for top brands that are a reflection of the equestrian and Western lifestyle. Shop for unique and distinctive apparel, boots, hats, fashion accessories, home decor, books, and music and general merchandise. National brands include Scully Leather Company, Rock Mountain Ranch Wear, Dan Post Boots, and American West Handbags, just to name a few. Shop online at www.scvoutwest.com. Enter the code WB100 and receive $10 off on your order. And toll-free, you can call them. Actually, you can really call them. 877-340-9378. Is that number going to change?
It'll actually ring through starting tomorrow to Jim's cell phone.
Perfect.
At least that's what's set up tomorrow or Saturday. Starts tomorrow.
And your web address will always stay the
same. And
the
web address, yeah. And we know there'll be a few funky days.
Excellent. But yeah. Excellent. And last but not least, since 2009, Target Freight has had a full truckload service, TFM Truckload, that's the best in the industry. Not only are they exceptionally good at what they do, but they strive to make your full truckload shipping experience unparalleled. Call TFM Truckload today at 844-653-7789. Ask for Mike Matruski or any of the fine Target TFM staff. Tell them you heard it here in the writer's block, and TFM will have a little something extra for you. If you are an LTL shipper getting your freight moved your way, the most expedient way possible is what you need. One-stop shop, no hassle. Call Target Freight Management today. Their customized traffic movement program is the finest in the industry, bar none. So call at 888-653-1323 or go to www.targetfmi.com on the web for both truckload and LTL. Call today, and no fooling, you won't be sorry you did. And so that's it. Okay, Peggy, JR.
Yes.
Back to you guys. So we are losing Bobby Jean, and I'm just saddened. So, and I'm sure JR, I know you're going to miss her at the Cowboy Festival. But you'll have
will you be
the
doing Bobby Jean?
Well, we're relocating to Albuquerque, and the goal is to continue doing what we have been doing here and just sort of rebirth ourselves in a new location with a little bit less cost of living. We will look for, down the road, a venue that we can reopen the Out West shopping site, you know, a store, brick-and-mortar store, and part of our dream is that the back part of the store would be a permanent performance space, and we would do live programming 5 nights a week or so, including live music, author events, art events. We would make the space available to the local community for meeting needs. I do 2 radio shows, and I would do the Thursday morning show, Campfire Cafe, from that location. And I am hoping to continue here, even though I'm not physically going to be in the studio. I would do, if I were calling in to do the writer's block, I would do it from that space. But when we first get to Albuquerque and get our boots on the ground, it'll be just to kind of get, you know, reacclimated and get the business up and running again, because it'll be a little hiccup the next 4 or 5 days, and then start looking for a venue. And get involved in the cultural activities of Albuquerque. There's just so much available there. There's some writing groups there I've already begun to discover. And we really want to continue to support the arts the way that we did do in the Santa Clarita Valley when we were here. So that's kind of the goal.
That's great.
That's the long version of the short
version. I know. That was the line. I know. I'm inexpressive. So that's the plan.
So Peggy, when you when you get this book on that, what did you say, the 22nd?
24th.
Are you going to immediately dive into another one that you're not going to be able to get published for 3 years?
I'm only teasing you. But I've always got another manuscript waiting. It just hasn't quite gotten where it needs to go yet.
Yeah. Ah, gotcha. But
I've got another one I'd like to push out there.
Is it another Sandhill?
I'm thinking of a third Sandhill, but I haven't started on it.
Oh, my God. Jerry's over here
excited. Oh, my gosh. I wish you'd just seen Jerry's face.
Her face just lit up. She hasn't even gotten the second one yet. She's already excited about the third.
Now I am going to stalk you.
Well, that's good to hear.
I may be needing some help with a title. You know, we got rocks or stones or something, and then we need something else. So.
What about the dead bodies of Sand Hill Island?
What did you say?
The dead bodies of Sand Hill Island.
The dead bodies of Sand Hill Island. Ooh. Bodies washing up on
there you go. That's what I'm thinking.
Or the bodies of Sand Hill Island.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to put a little contest out there on the Facebook page of the writer's block and say, hey.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You need a title.
I'm going to win, though. Right, Peggy?
Well, maybe a little collaboration. We'll see what we can do about it.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, JR, you know, you can always turn that manuscript over to Tuscany Bay. We'll do it for you.
Yeah, you know, and I'm probably going to be talking to you.
In the meantime, JR, have you started any other projects?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a Western novel right now.
Well, good for you.
And it's still taking shape, but it's fiction, of course, but uh-huh. it's based in history, and it's going to trace the genesis of Dodge City, kind of granddaddy of all Western cowtowns,
yeah.
From its earliest point where it was just a shabby little tent saloon 5 miles from a military reservation, through the time when it was a buffalo hunter's rendezvous, and then the railroad came, and it was a railroad town, and then the cattle drive era, which it's probably best known for, and through that period until the late 80s when the cattle drives died out and it became a sleepy little farm town like
it is now.
Pretty much every other town in Kansas.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodge City Cowboy Band is very, very, has a really rich history. And the Autry, and the Autry actually has quite a bit in their archives. And it's a really, really interesting story about that band. Not that you would need to include them in your telling.
I've already planned to.
Yeah, I think.
So that's good to know.
I think the Autry Library, you know, the whatever we're calling the research center now, you might want to contact them and ask what they have available and set up an appointment to go in and take a look. They have photos, and I think there's quite a bit of material.
Good tip. Thanks.
Well, where's Rose?
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
Oh, Rose is here. Rose is feeding the dogs at the moment.
Very important.
Important.
Yeah.
Will you make sure you say hi for us, would you?
Oh, definitely. She's waving.
Hello. She's waving.
And you are officially invited to the Cowboy Festival again this year.
Well, good.
And it's going to be free this year.
This year is free, so tell all your friends.
So y'all ought to have a record-breaking attendance this year. I would imagine.
Oh, because this is the big 25th.
Right. 25th anniversary.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get excited, because it won't be free for you guys.
Well, yeah.
But it will be free. It will be free for the people walking in the gate to come and buy stuff from you guys.
That's okay. We'll let everybody we know that they can get in for free.
There you go. Actually, we're going to have a different feature this year too. We're going to have table?
What's that?
I don't know.
Well, you're going to have a featured writer table
that you have a 3-hour shift in there, and that costs you like $25 for the 3 hours, but that's along with your booth. But that you get up front, it's an upfront table, and that you're the featured writer for the 3 hours from like say 10 to 1, or like say from 2 to 5.
And you can buy the whole day for $500 and not have to share that table with anybody.
You can buy 1 3-hour block. That's it.
Wow.
But, it's obviously under different management this year.
This is the first year that we've had a featured writer table, so I hope it goes over well. So,
well, that sounds pretty interesting.
I mean, you've always been a good writer and a good featured writer there, and you know, and then we have Dale Jackson and those guys. You know, have always been good. They've always drawn a crowd. So why not put them up front for a little while anyway? So anyway, moving on. I'm going to have to do another ad here in a second. So if you guys want to hang on, great. If not, thank you so much for calling in. Peggy, you still with us?
I am.
Ah.
I am still here.
Okay, then. So if you want to hang tough.
I'm going
to
stand by.
Okay. If you want to hang tough, rock and roll. But here it comes.
Yeah.
So here we go. Hang on. Don't go away. I'm going to put you on pause. Imagine deep blue skies, majestic mountains, and acres of lush green orange trees in a tranquil country setting. Sound like a perfect vacation spot? It is, for your dog. That's right, All Dogs Rule Day Camp and Sleepover is the premium place for your four-legged friends to spend their time away from you. Whether you are going away for one or two nights or get away for an extended vacation, All Dogs Rule is the place your dog wants to be when they can't be with you. When your dog returns home, you'll have to ask, whose vacation was better? Well, you know what the answer to that's going to be? The dog's. Check out their website at alldogsrule.com. give them a call, 805-524-1100. Your dog will thank you. And this week, unfortunately, or this week, was it just this week or last week too? They actually had to evacuate because of the fires coming over the ridge in Fillmore from the...
The Thomas Fire.
Right. And they are now, I believe, going back home. We're supposed to hear from Russ tonight. We'll find out for sure. Russ is actually one of our occasional co-hosts here at the Writer's Block, and he's a really good guy. And
he's our dog's uncle.
He's our dog trainer, and he's our dog's uncle, so there you go. And he's just a wonderful guy. And the place, if you like your dogs to run free during the day, that's the place you want to take them. So...
Can I ask our two callers a couple questions?
Of course.
Okay, so
I'm
going to ask you each, if you... I'm going to ask a question, and then if you would each answer it, I would love this, okay? Let me see. I have a little list of questions.
Oh, my God.
Jeez, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. What is your favorite childhood book?
Oh, dead silence.
I'm going to say Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
I love Charlotte's Web.
Yeah.
I hung out in the library a lot. I was kind of nerdy like that, so...
Mine was Curious George.
And Curious George. JR, what about you?
Wow, that's a tough question because I was a weird kid and I read all sorts of offbeat stuff and not necessarily kids' books always.
Well, that's okay.
It wasn't anything.
Yeah,
it wasn't anything
was
you hide.
Sort of my Disneyland.
You had to hide under your bed,
what
was it, JR?
With the flashlight when mom was up.
It was under the mattress, and he got a little older for those.
I think my overall favorite book as a kid, and it's still one of my favorites, and this is the perfect season to talk about it too, is A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely, Dickens.
Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Just such a cool story, and I've actually read that book every year since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a tradition now. Rose and I read it aloud to each other.
Oh, you do?
Fun.
When we're on drives, and it's just a story you never get tired of, and you always discover something new in it every time you reread it.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's true. That's a good idea for our trip to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are going to be driving a lot, so you might as well read something.
Yeah. And Peggy, what...
It's a short book, though. It won't get you too far.
That's okay.
It'll get you a couple hours down the road.
And Peggy, did you have something to add to that, did you say?
No, I said Charlotte's Web, but I also loved all of Nancy Drew, so maybe that's
the one. Yeah, Nancy Drew.
And
the Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
And Tom Swift.
Yes.
Yeah, and Tom Swift. Do you remember Harriet the Spy?
No.
Mm-mm. Did you guys? No. Oh, that's really fun.
That
I remember C-Spot Run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. C-Spot Run After Jack.
Dick and Jane.
Now you're dating yourself.
C-Spot Bite Jack in the Ass.
How about Otis Spofford? Does anybody remember Otis Spofford?
Otis
Spofford. He was kind of like, what's his name? The guy on Mad Magazine. He rode a bike.
Alfred E. Newman.
He reminded me of Alfred E. Newman.
Oh, yeah.
He had a bike and he rode
what,
it to town.
What, worry?
How about Make Way for Ducklings?
Never
that was a picture
that,
book.
Yeah.
Make Way for Ducklings. And actually in Boston, in the park, the famous, the big park in the center of Boston, there's sculptures. There are bronze sculptures of the mama and the ducklings.
Oh, really?
That takes place in the Boston Gardens. And it was a picture book when I was a kid, so early 50s, mid-50s.
Hmm.
And was an award. Is it Caldecott? Is that a children's book award?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Here we are in the writer's block, not really sure.
Actually, my favorite children's book is The Pumpkin and the Scarecrow.
Oh, yes.
Actually, that's because the book he wrote that. So. And illustrated.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have one more question. Do you Google yourselves?
And is it good for you?
That's
a two-part question.
JR, when you're looking at that book with the flashlight, do you Google yourself?
There is another Peggy L. Chambers that lives in Norman, Oklahoma, which is 100 miles from here.
Really?
And she teaches Latin at the University of Oklahoma. And she is a published author. And her books end up in my area sometimes on Amazon. Mine probably end up in hers. And I just feel like I should drive to Norman someday and introduce myself.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
I've actually had a similar deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's a J.R. Sanders, who's a woman writer in Australia who apparently writes kind of racy romance.
The one you got underneath your bed?
Sometimes there's a little confusion there.
I don't see where that would come from.
For me.
I don't know. Now, for both of you, that sounds like a perfect opportunity to have a book signing with your partner. You know, JR, that might be a reason to go to Australia. And Peggy, that could be real interesting with your
to go up 100 miles.
Yeah. Come meet the two Peggies.
Oh, yeah.
Come meet.
You guys always say, hi, Peggy, this is Peggy. I'm Peggy. You know, Peggy who?
Does not write fiction, so, no.
Ah.
Have either one of you had any problems with Amazon and your ratings and having somebody take your books down?
No.
Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a real thing. You should.
I've actually heard about it, but it haven't done it to me.
I think we had one guest that.
Yeah. Yes. Who was it?
I was a gentleman. It was a.
It was a guy.
Oh yes, it was fascinating because none of us
was
were.
It Robert Sawyer or
no. It was last year sometime.
Yeah, a little longer ago. It was fascinating.
Yeah.
Wasn't Jeff MacArthur?
No.
That's a good puzzle question.
Good.
We'll have to go
put it on your list.
We'll have to go back through the podcast and find the answer to that question.
Well, here's a question for you, Bobby.
Yes.
Have you ever had writer's block?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you ask everyone else.
I get reader's block.
Well, that's true, don't we all?
Yeah, I get reader's block sometimes when I read so far, and then I wonder not so much with the books that we've had,
just
thinking back over history of being a reader, where I get into a book and say, why did I buy this, or why did I spend my time with this? And I always feel guilty somehow if I don't finish a book.
Yeah.
And so I hate to put a book down and not complete it, but sometimes they just, you know, doesn't talk to me for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Peggy? You ever give up on a book?
Oh, yes, I do. And I have...
It's probably
recently,
one of mine.
Kind of like Bobby, I finally gave myself permission to quit,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than making myself get through this book. But, I have some that I just don't know why I picked it up to begin with.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
J.R.
There are just some things that don't appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get that. Same question.
The book just didn't match that cover that made you pick it up.
There you go. Same question, JR.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that, too. And I think part of it is the older I get, the shorter my attention span seems to be.
Mm.
And my bookshelves are full of books that have bookmarks in them about two-thirds of the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, and honestly, I think the older I get, the more I'm unwilling to waste time in something that does not appeal to me.
Yeah, I think that's also a good way to put it. Or you get so far into it and you kind of feel like, okay, I got this.
Yeah, yeah.
I got who these are. I got the situation. I got the characters.
Okay, yeah, and then you read the last chapter and you think, I was right.
You know, yeah, we're done here.
Well, I have kind of a fun thing to share with everybody about what you do with your books. Now, you probably keep all of your books. My sister, she buys books, and she lives in North Carolina. Peggy, maybe you can relate to this, possibly. She lives in North Carolina, and she goes to her local Barnes & Noble, and she buys her books. But she reads a certain kind of book that finally the church ladies at the nearby church said, we can't take your books anymore because they're too racy. So she had to find someplace else to take her books. So we always tease her about that.
Yep, yep. Or I'll send her one of mine, and then I get immediately a phone call. Do you have to kill him off? I liked him. Why did you have to kill him off? I don't know. just to piss you off,
I had a judge one time say about one of my short stories, well, thank you for at least not killing the dog.
That reminds me of Silverado. They say, well, Peyton, what happened to the dog? I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie, but it's a pretty funny
one. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, well,
I've seen Silverado, but I don't remember a dog.
No, there wasn't one. The guy, the character Peyton, he had a dog, and that was the whole joke about why he left the outlaws was because of the dog.
Oh.
So anyway, and then what became of the dog? Oh, she left me.
I have another question.
Oh, I'm sure you do. You always do.
Okay, here's another question. Do you hide any secrets in your books that only a few people will find?
Oh, wow. My answer is no.
I don't think I'm smart enough to do that. no, I don't do that.
JR?
Careful, Rose is sitting right there.
Not really. I throw in little sort of end jokes that maybe only I and a few people, you know, friends or family might get, and nobody else would even think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then names. I like to use names of actual people that I know. You know, not first and last name, but
yeah, just names.
Last
just
names,
like nicknames and stuff. Yeah,
just, just as kind of a little tip of the hat to friends or family.
I don't think that I'm in a book yet. Maybe that one that hasn't published yet.
If I were you, I would think back to Jonah Blue and Lily of the Valley.
If you had some a quick pearl of wisdom to share with a new or a new writer who's looking for inspiration, what would it be, Peggy?
I just always tell everyone to join a writing group if you can. They're inspiring. A lot of times my writing group and I just sit and brainstorm over ideas, and they'll tell you when you're wrong, and you really need to listen because they're normally right about that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you're probably right.
How about you, JR?
I would tell them, don't get so focused on your writing that you stop reading, that you stop being a reader, because I think you start to stagnate if you don't constantly sort of, you know, replenish your stores, your mental stores, by reading what other people have written.
Yeah. Well, it also helps feed your storytelling, because it doesn't have to be the same genre, you know, but ideas are ideas.
Everything you read.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything you read sort of, as a writer, you know, you start to pick apart things and you start to look at the way the writer has constructed things. And,
stokes your fire,
as it were. Experience.
Mm-hmm. Do you both enjoy reading fiction and nonfiction, or do you gravitate towards one? And I don't mean when you're maybe researching. You're just picking up a book to read. Do you tend to gravitate to fiction or nonfiction?
I gravitate.
I'm about 50-50.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you?
Peggy, what about you?
No, I go towards fiction normally.
Uh-huh.
I write fiction. I read fiction. I've been reading Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm. So it's a new, they're making a movie of it, and it takes place in Oklahoma.
Ah.
And it is nonfiction. It is historical fiction. That's probably more a better idea of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd get a little bogged down if it starts to sound like an encyclopedia.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I need that excitement that you get out of fiction.
Yeah. So. Jim, what about you?
I read what they give us to read for the writer's block.
It's true. We don't really have a lot of extra time, do we?
I mean, we read everything from science fiction to historical romance novels.
History,
westerns.
Pulp. And
pulp. And we've read it all.
We've had wonderful books. Jerry, what about you? What do you like to pick up and read? Do you do fiction or?
She's usually editing.
What she's editing?
Yeah, I'm usually editing. So I. That's
well,
how,
let's
that's
say
how I
pre
read.
Pre. I mean, you know, pre your editing days.
Peggy Chambers books. Was that good, Peggy?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think the check's in the mail.
I do love the books that Peggy Chambers writes, because I love that kind of thing. I can picture myself in the story. Mm-hmm. And if I can do that, then that's a good book for me. Yeah.
Yeah, picture yourself in the story. Yeah. Jim, do you have any questions for our guests?
No, because you're the guest. These are call in yay people.
Yeah, but I'm boring. I'm wanting to glean wonderful things from our guests. Let's see if I have another good question. Let me look over my list of questions here. Peggy, the book that's going to come out in January. Was there anything you had to edit out of it that you are still not sure you should have edited out?
You know, there were two chapters that I edited out of the original book about a woman who was a major with the hurricane hunters out of Biloxi, Mississippi. Well, because they didn't like her in the first book, she ended up in the second book. I made her a main character this time around.
Good for you.
Very cool.
But it didn't really answer your question, I suppose, but I had to edit it out of the first. I hung on to a lot of that information and turned around and used her as a main character in the second. And I liked her the first time. I think she did well the second time.
Can I ask you a question? That I'm assuming that you had an editor for your book. Is that they read your book and they said,
yes.
This wasn't... Oh...
Yeah, they just didn't think that it moved the story forward, and she was a minor character in the first book, but she's a major character in the second.
Well, was your editor correct? Or do you still feel that you should have left the character in?
No, you know, I think maybe she was right. I think maybe it didn't move the story forward, but she is the best friend of the main character in the second book, so... works out well.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, that's actually a great answer. I think that's How about you, JR? Have you had to edit out anything and have challenges with it?
I'm a horribly slow writer because I edit out a lot as I go along.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of cut with the samurai sword sometimes. One interesting editing thing I had was I wrote a book that was set in 1885, and there was a horse in the book named Rocket. And my editor sent me a note back saying, well, that's an anachronism, you know, it's 1885. There weren't rockets in the 1880s. And...
Well, yeah, there was.
Yeah, so rockets, red glare.
Said, well, you know sure. If you've ever been to a baseball game, they played a song at the beginning of every baseball game. And the song was written in, 1812 or so.
Sure.
And it talks about the rockets,
red glare. Sure.
And, I think 1885, I think we're safe.
Let me guess, you edited it out. Hey guys, I'm going to have to say goodnight to you. We're running out of time, and just thank you so much for joining us. And
thank you for calling.
And yes, it's been great. And well, JR, we'll see you at the Cowboy Festival. I'll be getting in touch with you and giving you all the particulars.
Yeah, and, definitely. And Bobby and Jim, we're going to miss you. We love you. Nobody's done more for Western arts in the area than you guys have, and you're leaving big boots to fill.
There you go. And Peggy,
get that
book out.
Yeah, Peggy.
I will.
Thank you so much.
I will.
And get a hold of Jerry and get rebooked on the show.
I will. As soon as we get that other book out.
Done deal. Thanks, guys. Thanks
keep
so much
writing,
for calling.
Keep writing. Keep writing. Keep writing.
Y'all have
good
fun.
Night.
All right.
Safe travels.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was Peggy Chambers and J.R. Sanders. Yay. See, you do have friends.
Oh, it makes me Sad. I'm like the tragedy comedy mask.
Well, you know, it's
that
it's
sit side by side. You like smile and you weep at the same time.
It's like you said. It's been a great run, but you're not done.
Yeah, I'm just not.
You're switching how to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. This has been such an amazing opportunity that you threw our way, and it's been such an honor to co-host the show with you. And we could never do it without Jerry.
We just read the books and show up.
I mean, Jerry does the. She does.
And we say that every week, and it's true.
It's so absolutely true. She makes it so simple for us to be prepared for.
When you can sit there and shake your head, no. But the truth is, without you and you getting pissed off at these writers and telling them what it's for and how to get it done, we would never have a show. We would never have anything other than...
Psychiatrist won't talk to me anymore now.
Well, you know, the judge didn't want to talk to you either. So.
And we really thank all of our listeners. We see the tremendous amount of downloads on podcasts and all. And so we really appreciate you tuning in. And that's what keeps us continuing to provide this platform, so we thank you.
Yep, and we want to definitely thank Target Freight for their continual support, which they're just going to renew again for next year.
Fabulous.
Which is terrific. And with that being said, that is Bobby. It's been a hoot, but you're not gone. You're just changing venues.
Changing lanes.
And no having to drive into the studio, and no longer having to drive into the studio anymore. I'm a writer. How do I do it?
I'll walk into the dining room and call you.
There you go. It works. Just get a really good microphone.
Yes.
Okay. And Jim, been a pleasure. And we will get out your way to Albuquerque.
Yes.
And, of course, we will stay in a hotel. Anyway, this is LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Jim Christina, and of course, Bobby Jean Bell is sitting across from me for the very last time in the studio. The bookie is here. Jim is here. And for another Thursday night, Richard will be in the studio with me next week for what's the hell? Who's the person?
I mean, maybe the list.
Jack Adler. And I haven't read his book yet, but I'll be getting into it this week. And of course, Right or Wrong, who was scheduled to be on the show tonight, had some problems and some stuff come up. So she is going to be rescheduling with the bookie for next year sometime.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I will read her book then. I didn't read it this week because I knew I didn't have to. Okay, and that being said, thank you so much for joining us again on Thursday nights, and this is the Writer's Block. And for right now, for LA Talk Radio, we are out of here.